With me in the studio is New Orleans native Laura Lane McNeil, who's going to share her first novel with us tonight called Doll Baby. Laura, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you, Lee, so much for having me. I'm so glad to be here.
And talk about Katrina and why you started writing this novel afterwards.
Well, all my life I had wanted to write a novel, and it had always been my goal. But it wasn't until Hurricane Katrina hit in 2005, where it was the first time in my life I had to evacuate the city, and I had two boys in fifth and eighth grade, and we ended up having to live away for 5 months because the city was closed and our house had flooded. And so during that time, I was 800 miles away listening to the television and listening to the politicians talk about why New Orleans should not be rebuilt, and I couldn't do anything about it. And it was the first time in my life that I ever felt helpless and as if my heritage had been yanked away from me. But sometimes there's good out of bad, and the good that came from that was that I decided when I got back to New Orleans, I was going to do two things. And the first was to start writing, the writing career that I had always intended to do. And the second was to write about New Orleans as my way of kind of putting it back on the map and telling a story that I didn't think people might have known about the city.
Going to the end of the book, the grandmother was Fanny, and her bit of wisdom that she mentioned to Ibby, who is the main character, fits exactly what you just said. Whenever there's a loss, there's bound to be a gain somewhere else.
Right, exactly. You're exactly right.
Kind of sums up what you were doing with the book.
Right. I mean, a lot of these characters in these books went through a lot of really hard times, a lot of loss and devastation. But what I was trying to show is that two different families came together. They could have walked away from each other at any time, but what they did was support each other and take each other through the hard times. And New Orleans is a unique city in the way that they have this joie de vivre and a willingness to keep going no matter what happens. And that's kind of what happens in Doll Baby. And Queenie says it best in the book when she has a tragedy. And she said, "You got to dance even when there ain't no music." And that's really kind of the theme of the whole novel.
Well, tell us about the plot of the book.
Well, originally, when I was writing the story of Doll Baby, or the story, it was going to be a basic Southern Gothic story where there was an old house with, you know, locked doors and secrets behind all the doors, which is the classic definition of a Southern Gothic story. And I purposely had the young character, Ibby Bell, from the Pacific Northwest, because I wanted to immerse a character in the culture of New Orleans from a fresh perspective. And the novel starts in July of 1964, and it wasn't until I went to the library and I started reading all the newspapers from the time that I realized that LBJ was getting ready to sign the Civil Rights Act a couple days after the book started, and that it was Freedom Summer, and several of the freedom riders in Mississippi were missing, and a lot of the black churches were being bombed and burned, and a lot of blacks were still not being allowed service at lunch counters. And I realized at that point, with all the social issues going on, that I really needed to incorporate into that book to give the full picture of what was going on. And for that reason, I also decided to write from Doll Baby's perspective, because I wanted to be able, for these five women in the book, to be able to have the conversation about what was going on, not only within their families, but within the city, and also different generational views and backgrounds. And that was the point of doing the two different perspectives there.
You did a great job. I was wondering about your research. Did you do most of it in New Orleans?
I did. One of the things that happened after Hurricane Katrina, and I guess it was a way of healing, is that everybody wanted to talk about what it was like to grow up in New Orleans. And this was all different generations and people that I knew. And so I listened to these stories, you know, also incorporated some of my stories. I read a lot of novels from the 30s and 40s because I wanted to write an old-fashioned third-person type of novel, classic novel. I read a lot of books about the civil rights, and I also, like I said, got a lot of information out of the newspapers of the time, both the black weeklies and the regular newspapers, for the day-to-day things that were going on.
And of course, when you go to New Orleans, food and music are pretty much uppermost of your experience, and you incorporated elements all the way through the book. Folks like Alan Toussaint and Dr. John and
Irma Thomas.
Yeah. But there was so much about the food that I didn't know. For example, there was the 12-layer cake with pudding.
D'auberge from the French cake, yeah, that everybody used to have as their birthday cake. So,
and you included pronunciations, which I thought was nice.
Right, because so many of the words, the way they're spelled, are not the way they would be pronounced in New Orleans. And matter of fact, when we did the audio of the book and I was working with the talent and they would ask me how to say words, I would say, well, it would depend on the character because each of the characters and each generation might say it differently. So those were some of the things I was trying to get across.
There's so much to New Orleans besides what you hear about the French Quarter and all the touristy things. If you dig down below, like the setting of the Victorian mansion, where is it located in New Orleans?
I did that on purpose. I was trying to stay out of the French Quarter and the typical places that most people think about New Orleans. This was set in Uptown New Orleans, which is, if you go west from downtown, there's the Garden District and then Uptown. And New Orleans is a crescent city, meaning the Mississippi winds down like a big U. And matter of fact, the editors made me explain this because they thought I had, quote, uptown and downtown mixed up. I said, I don't even understand that question. I said, and technically uptown is actually further downriver from downtown, but it's actually upriver because of the way that the river winds around. So uptown is if you go all the way down St. Charles Avenue to where the very end where it hits the other side of the river. That's where uptown is, by Tulane University.
And Ibby, the main character, can hear animals at the Audubon Zoo.
Right. Right. The zoo is not too far away, and there were references to being able to hear the people in the mental institution not too far away. You can hear the ships on the river, the bells tolling. There are always lots of sounds in the city.
And I'd never heard of a penny bag.
A penny bag. They still have those in New Orleans. There was never actually a real term for those. I made up that term. They're everywhere where there is outdoor dining to try to keep the flies away. If you go to places in New Orleans, they still have the penny bags. It's a plastic bag full of water with a shiny new penny at the bottom. And the premise of that is when the sun reflects on the penny and through the water, kind of sending prisms, and the flies have prism eyes, it's supposed to get them confused. And like Queenie says, I think they're confused enough already, but
what do you have for the future?
I'm in the middle of working on a new novel that I hope to finish by the end of the year. This one starts on River Road between New Orleans and Baton Rouge, and starting in 1926. And it's parallel stories about a young woman whose family once had fortune but has lost it, and they have to move out to this old house on River Road. It goes through the Great Flood. The parallel story is a young Cajun girl who has lost her boyfriend during the flood, and she goes to look for him. It's the parallel story of the legend of Evangeline, which is a Cajun legend, and these two stories, the way they come together. But it'll be historical fiction, a lot of history going into that novel.
Well, if you love New Orleans and enjoy reading about it, you might want to pick up a copy of Laura Lane McNeil's book, Doll Baby, published by Penguin Books. Laura, thanks for coming in tonight.
Thanks for having me.
You'll find a link at wvxu.org/AroundCincinnati. I'm Lee Hay.
I don't mind you turning around. I myself would even like a little higher ground.